I mentioned when I came out that I'm shorter than people think I am. And I'm not actually any shorter than I am, but I'm shorter than people think I am. And I'm not too often mistaken, you know, for Bob Newhart. I'm more often mistaken for a guy named Fred Neff, whom I've never met, but apparently I look like very much. And people will drive by and they'll yell, "Yo, Fred, you son of a gun! Why don't you call a guy sometime?" And I run alongside yelling, "I'm not Fred! I'm not Fred. But, and it isn't a big problem of any kind, but, you know, it is sort of strange. Every so often, you know, you're mistaken for Fred Neff. It could be, I think most of us have a double somewhere, you know, someone who looks like us, because there are only so many noses and eyebrows and hair to go around, you know, and you got to double up eventually, you know. And it isn't too much of a problem, I say, with me, but for someone who looks like someone famous, it could be a little bit of a problem. Like, for instance, say there is a guy who looks exactly like Adolf Hitler. No fault of his, he looks exactly like Adolf Hitler. Now, every time he gets on a plane, he knows he's going to be bugged by some clown who sits down next to him, see? And every flight is going to go like this. Some clown will always come walking down the aisle like this. Oh, thank you very much, stewardess. Oh, that's fine, thank you. Well, they're sure hiring beasts these days, aren't they? Hitler sitting next to me. No, he got out. I don't know how he got out. He got out. So watch, watch it. He's looking at us. Yeah, go up and tell the pilot to turn the plane back. It's Adolf. Adolf Hitler's on this flight. Go up and tell him. I keep him occupied here. Hi, Alfred. Hi. You're going to New York, are you? It's nonstop. That's right. You'd have to be going to New York, wouldn't you?
That was sort of a silly question. you live in New York, do you? Oh, your family there? Yeah, my wife is there. Mm-hmm. That's right. You never married. Nothing.
Yeah, I was in St. Louis. Yeah, I was going there for a battalion reunion we're having. Some guys from World War II. and we were all conscientious objectors, as a matter of fact. We didn't care who won, you know. We really didn't follow too closely, to tell you the truth. Oh, here comes the stewardess. Stewardess, could I have a little breakfast? That's Adolf Hitler sitting next to me. Stewardess? Hope you spilled ash there on your book. You don't want to burn your book. Oh, look at the little girl. Hi there, little girl. Well, what's your name? Susie, is that right? Susie, what are you playing? Playing jacks. Could I play jacks with you, Susie? Huh? All right. What do I do? Just bounce. Susie, that's Adolf Hitler sitting next to me. No, not Hitler. Adolf Hitler. Yeah. Go up and tell your daddy. He'll know who it is. That's the way.
This is a cute little girl, isn't she?
you think I look like somebody? Richard Widmark. I do that laugh sometimes, you know. Yeah, a lot of people mistake you for someone, do they? Who is that? Adolf Hitler. Do they really? Do you know? I can't see any resemblance. Oh, the little mustache and the piece of hair falling in your eyes. You know. I guess a lot of people really make fools of themselves, don't they?
Yeah, the captain's coming back with a little girl, isn't he? All right, I think I'll go back in the lounge and get a drink. Nice meeting you. All right, goodbye.